Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Homeward Bound Project of Mississippi. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Terry Sneed, Mississippi State University College of Veterinary Medicine Population Medicine Technician. So Terry, tell me about how Homeward Bound got started.
Homeward Bound got started in 2007 when three veterinary students came to Mississippi State Vet School from states in the Northeast where the pet overpopulation is not quite as big a problem as it is down here. The students were surprised when they found so many highly adoptable dogs in local shelters, as well as so many stray dogs and dogs that are abandoned and just in need of homes. They were able to network with the shelters in their hometown, and when they went home for their first Christmas break, they took two SUV loads of dogs, not in crates, just in the back of their SUVs. They took about 20 dogs home that year. And when they got there, almost all the dogs were adopted the day they arrived. They realized at that point that they were onto something, and the project since then has been refined and more organized.
And I understand that thousands of dogs' lives have been saved since this began in 2007. And the way it works is a new group of dogs is transported every couple of months to shelters who are in need of dogs to adopt out. But before they go, they need to be fostered and acquainted with home life for a couple of weeks. Tell me, who would make a good candidate as a foster parent for a dog?
Anyone who has space in their house and is willing to take in a dog from a shelter can get involved. We work with 8 shelters in Mississippi. Some are local to Starkville, some are as far away as Brookhaven. Shelters have to get the dogs out into a foster home for 2 weeks prior to transport. It serves several purposes. It ensures that the dogs aren't exposed to any diseases during those 2 weeks. It allows the foster family to be able to evaluate the dog's behavior and make sure there aren't any problems that we wouldn't want a dog to have that went to the Northeast. And it allows the dog to get used to a home situation so that it's not such a shock when a new family adopts a dog. It's used to things like, you know, the hair dryers and just the different things in a home that aren't in a shelter.
So with that said, what are some tips about pet care in the cold of winter and the heat of summer?
It's important to make sure that outside dogs especially have proper shelter. They need to have a proper doghouse. You need to make sure that your dogs are acclimated to being outside. And not every dog needs to live outside. Very young dogs, small breed dogs, very old dogs, dogs with health conditions, just need to use good sense when thinking about whether or not your dog needs to be outside. If your dog is outside, as I mentioned, needs to have a doghouse that's protective with bedding. Need to make sure, even in the winter, dogs need to have access to water all the time. Make sure that the water bowls aren't frozen. A lot of times you need to increase the amount of food that a dog is getting in the winter time. Make sure that the dog is not staying wet from the rain, and make sure that there's a windbreak up so that the dog isn't affected by the wind as well as the cold.
Yes, that's something we often don't think about. You know, here in Mississippi, it gets brutally hot more often than it gets cold, but we do have very cold winters, and it only takes one time of leaving your dog outside for too long for it to be fatal. So where can we go for more information about Homeward Bound or other pet topics?
We would suggest that people contact their own veterinarian for their pet care concerns. If you would like to contact Homeward Bound, we have a website, homewardboundofms.org.
Today we're speaking with Terry Sneed, Mississippi State University College of Veterinary Medicine Population Medicine Technician. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.